Those hands kind of held half-mast there for just another moment. I can tell you it's worth it. It's worth it. And you lift those hands, you know. Somewhere he came from eternity. He came from forever. And that's where he's going. Somewhere along the way he picked you up. Why? Why? Can we solve a mystery here? What good would it be for God to be love? There wasn't anybody to love. Come on. Somewhere along the way in his journey, he's gone from now to forever, and he's taking you with him. And he's your father. If I was you, I wouldn't wait till I got there to approach him as such. He's just as much your father now as he will be when you're standing there in your glorified body. I wouldn't wait before I he's the same father now as he'll be then. So why wait? Well, I'll what? You'll what? Won't be any different. You'll still be his sons and daughters. You just change bodies. So, do you think he's able to love you more than he does now? He can't. He doesn't love in degrees. He maxed everything he had for you at the cross. So, let me tell you something. However long it takes you to get past the flesh and get into the tangible substance of his compassion, however long that takes, that's the journey you need to go on. Because if you've never walked in an atmosphere like that, you understand, like my peace I give you. And he adds a little clause, it's not of this world. Oh boy, you can say that again. I'm sorry, as long as your hands stay halfway up, the rest of you can go down. Been a lot of teaching going on here. We didn't know what to call it at first. We called it the next key, which is private worship, which seemed to deliver us to the love of God. So we said that must be the final key. And we went through praying in tongues, this revelation key. It delivered us to understanding confession and truth in his word, and that delivered us to, oh no, the dreaded word of fasting. I can talk you out of eating. But when we got to this key, which we labeled it worship, or what it seemed to do to deliver us to the love of God. And that does something to the way you approach God when you call Him your Father. Well, did you lift those hands halfway up? If I don't worship Him a little bit, I'm going to blow up or something. Oh, Father, I glorify and magnify and exalt, extol You. Lift You up and magnify Your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, I glorify You and exalt You. Yes, You're mine. Shanaki shofobrasi, you see. For there's not been too many in the histories of time that did not give themselves sacrificially to Me. Mostly, when these things were done, they were done in a form of penance. But not many came to Me and said, I have already have available everything that You died for and provided for me. I'm coming to You for just one reason. I know You've already gave me everything. But I'd like to tell You, I'd like to tell You how much that I love You. I'm just here to tell You that I don't want nothing. You've already gave it all. I just want to tell You. That I love You. You know how I've learned to approach my Father? It took me long enough to find out that He really was. He really is. Let me illustrate this a little bit, maybe. You don't mind being God, do you? Okay, come right over here. Stand right there. I don't think He looks entirely like you. You don't mind being a little lost sheep of the fold over here, do you? See, there's only two kinds of people on this planet. Those who are born again. Those who are not. And us who've been born again, we feel both heaven and earth. But the ones who are not born again, the lost sheep, if you're alive, you're still living in a window of opportunity. Maybe somebody can pull you through. If you're not, it's forever. Now, she's a little lost sheep, lost member, lost sheep of the fold. Not me, though. I've been born again. I'm a saved sheep of the fold. I'm in the family of God. This is my Father. Yeah? Well, this as a lost sheep of his fold. What do you think's on his mind? What do you think's on his mind? Me? No. What did he say? And they searched and searched until they found the one sheep that was lost. And heaven had a party, not over the 99. They had a party over the one that was lost. How do you think he feels? How do you think he feels towards me? What do you think he wants? Okay, God. I'll give you one of my miracle wallets. I'll give you maybe $100 to go after her, if you want to get her saved or something. But if you're going to have to give me $100,000 back or you don't get my money. Come on. He has to give me $100,000 before I'll help him. Bring her into the fold. He wants her worse than I do. I'm trying to make deals with him. I'll invest so much in her salvation. If you'll make, you got $100,000. Now tell me. He wants her to come into the fold worse than we do. You know what? You get into this. You start finding out about the love of God. What did he say to the elder son about his prodigal brother? We preach all the time, God will meet you where you're at. So I'm messed up. He'll come there where you're at. Well, I'm lost. He went there. He brought you out of that, didn't he? Well, he saw the prodigal son coming far off. What did he do? Man, he ran to meet him and clothed him and put a robe on him and shoes on his feet. Man, he went where he was at. And what did the elder one do? He said, would you come in from the field? Your brother who was lost is now saved. He goes, they said, no, your father wants you to come. So finally the father came out and entreated him. He said, it's meet that we should celebrate. It's your brother was lost. Now he's been found. He says, I've always obeyed you. You never killed a fatted calf for me. You know what his answer was? He says, all I've ever had is yours. That you didn't know me well enough to know that. What do you think he'll do if I need $1,000,000 to harvest her? What do you think he'll do? Not give it?
Well, I didn't sow enough.
Excuse me? I'm finding out how to approach you as my father. I'm finding out that he wants my lost brothers and sisters saved worse than I do. He paid the price. I'm finding out how to approach him based on the love that not only he has for me, but he has for the lost ones. Mark, he's been digging into the private worship, and when he preaches something, he jumps in it to find out what he's preaching about. So he jumped into the private worship, and he hit the dry spots. And he hit the times when he prayed, "God, I love you, I love you," and I felt nothing. And I preached this in our camp meetings before. It just, anybody's ever done it, you hit a dry place, and then you go, "I love you," and it goes to the floor. Get a spatula and try to throw it up. And you do that, and you can go the whole day like that. You can't. I went days like that one time before a major breakthrough. I can remember the day he explained it to me. I was worshiping, flat, splat. I thought he couldn't hear me or something, or testing me or doing something. But actually, during that time, heaven was rejoicing and jumping up and down, having a wild party, because hell was camping on me, doing everything it could to get me to stop. But it could not make me stop telling him how much I loved him and worshiping him. And you should have seen the angels. They'd say, "Look at this." They were rejoicing. Because no matter what he did, he couldn't get me to stop worshiping God. So I thought I was losing ground, but in reality, I was gaining ground, and I didn't know it. "Well, why are you talking about this worship as much as you have? What are you talking about? I'm talking about a presence that you can enter into. I'd like to use the word tangible. Presence is so powerful. Faith is there. Answer prayer. Power. 4 days ago, his mom, Barbara, asked me if I'd come over maybe a week ago. Some people were coming from Kansas City, and they wanted prayer for their son. Anyway, I prayed for quite a few people, so I wasn't real sharp on memory of who it was, but I kind of remember addressing it a little bit just before we prayed. But this was my understanding here. He's 11 years old, and he had never spoke anything. He's mentally retarded. Anyway, a gal that was there, I asked her at least two or three times to confirm, and she kept confirming. But what I understand, that on the way home, all of a sudden the boy just says, "I want my daddy." And I asked him about him. And they said he's picking up sentences all the time now. Whole sentences and everything. What can he not do? And is there something that I can really do that doesn't limit the presence that I can appropriate through him? Let me say this, because you're going to see this. The boy was about that tall, and he's all messed up. His body is all messed up. He is all messed up, all twisted. And he could hold his arms out, which he was doing to me like this. And you know what he said? Please, don't leave me this way. Well, let me ask you something. You think Jesus would have left him like that? What did he say? Well, I see, he did say something about the works I do. The works I do, you do also. It says, for I go to the Father. Do you believe that one day that we're going to wreak havoc on these children's hospitals around here? Yeah, this is so much in my heart, it's hard to speak. I think I got to teach a little bit yesterday. So now, would you just lift them up about halfway? And help me. I want to cross that line. See, I don't care what it takes. As a blind, deaf, and dumb kid, you wouldn't leave me like that, would you? Why did he do those things so we could sit around and let him use religion and systematically take everything that he's done away from us? What do we do? Go listen to 3 songs and a time message and run down to a buffet line somewhere? What's really waiting for us? What do we call church? Well, I don't have time to. Who does? Well, who does? Some of you took a 45 and shot your television. You'd have several hours of prayer. Are you saying no? I'm saying you can have both if you'll do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I sat here and eat my fat, candleized birthday cakes and run around jolly, jolly Christmas tree. Maybe I can throw some toys in a box to ease my conscience. Say, who are you mad at? Not you. I'm mad at me. Well, I might as well, you know, continue teaching a little. You say, what are you on the edge of? We think we've been in intercession, you know.
I'll get between this and the problem.
Good for you. But I'm on the edge of intercession. And I know it. I'm ready to slip over there. Because it hurts too bad to stand almost. Okay. Jesus is what? That's right. Tulsa's in revival. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. Tulsa's in revival. And we're going to give it to it. What does my Father want? I'm born again. I work. You know, my toes work. My ears work. I'm born again. You know, I work. What does he want? What does he want from me? Concerning my prodigals? He says, all I've ever had is yours. Don't you know that? Well, guess what? I'm finding the path to go get it. Well, I'm about half an intercession. I feel the love of God for those kids so strong I can hardly stand it. Getting close. Won't be long. If I was you, I'd be afraid to miss our next conference. Maybe you'll hear something and come running anyway. You know, this time I need your help. I do need your help. See, Miss Daisy here, I wouldn't be right here if it wasn't for her. One of the first times I went to India, I preached a meeting, and afterwards they found a bomb in the meeting that didn't go off. She was here praying for me while I was over there, and she picked up bomb in her spirit and prayed until she prayed through it. Basically, she diffused it. And they found it in the service, and it didn't go off. Here I am. As you can tell, I'm not dead. But I know about prayer. So would you mind standing one more time for a minute? And first of all, can I ask you that every time he brings me to you, will you take a minute to give God what he's looking for? Like he wants to do something for me. So he's looking for authority to do it with, so you'll go to people who will pray for you. Like you. If he brings me to you, will you say, God, whatever it is you need, I'm here. Use me. In Jesus' name. And if you don't mind extending your hand towards me now, LaRue, would you go get that microphone without a cord on it over there? And you know, lead them in a lead them in a prayer to for me to get in there and finish this. You know,
Father, we come before you right now through that veil, whither the forerunner has went. We are your people, Father. And Father, right now, the power of your Holy Spirit, shoot with us, your Dave, our pastor, Father, into that, into your bosom, into that place of glory you've prepared for us. With the fullness of everything lives, Father. That you would draw us all there, Father. Into fullness with your might, your glory, your power. Where you set him at your right hand of power. You sit us at the right hand of power. Draw us all in, Father. Set your government upon our pastor today and let it flow. Let that river flow. Let it flow. Let that fullness flow. Let that Ezekiel's river that broke out of the right side of the temple, that broke out of the right hand, let it flow, Father. Let it flow in this place to the ankles, to the knees, the river of life to the waist. Let us go overhead, Father. Let us go overhead, all of us, all the way in, Father, all the way in, overhead, all the way. And turn that river, Father, through us, through Pastor. Father, thank you. Yeah. Everything that's dead will live. Hallelujah.
I tell you what. You got pain anywhere in your body? Honestly, it shouldn't be there. But if you do have pain anywhere in your body, then stay standing. And the rest of you may be seated. How many believes God's going to take so much pain away from this that the devil's the one that's going to leave sick? He's the one going to go away hurting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeshua, Tieloma. Woo. Uso que das el itoma. He shaiki shamoto. Beski si tofla fla noribetus creta o mekia. Shukesia. Shando meki. Ese shu. So how can change come unless something takes place that affects change? Am I not your Lord, your God, and your Father? Have I not prepared a place in eternity for those who seek me? Have I not made provision for every human being who will reach out for me? So don't stop. For you're approaching areas that has very seldom been approached. But when they have been attained, the attainment came with a great harvest of a revival. Hakima. Shala. Shala. Shomokendoski. Shala. Shomehituisi. For these were common people like you, not those who thought they were great, but common people. Common people like you who carried great hope in their heart that later turned to great faith, that turned into great power. So do not stop, nor should you stay the same. For you seek me the way I ordained a way for you to seek me. You'll not go down the wrong path. How will you go down the wrong path when I'm the one creating the prayer that says you'll go down the right path? Stay in my presence, for along the way, gifts are bestowed. Along the way, mysteries are understood. Along the way, places in me can be attained to. You'll see. For there's been enough to catch a glimpse of what I have, and they will press into this. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for wildfires of revival you will see before I return. Now, where were we? Wasn't we praying or something? Now we can get back to this. How many blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your miracle working healing power, and I ask you to saturate every person standing. I command the pain to leave and the thing that's causing it to leave their body in Jesus' name. Now. Hallelujah. Now, do what you could. Go ahead. Check yourself out. Twist, bend, gouge, look at each other. Poke yourself. Bend over. Touch your toes. Do something. So check yourself out. Go ahead, check yourself out. Go ahead, Trent. Check yourself out. And then you may be seated.